This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Julie Kane. Urban Tilth is a nonprofit focused on greening the city of Richmond, California. Part of that project is giving young people paid summer jobs so they can grow both food and their futures. KALW's Isabel Angel visited the program and brought back this story.
It's a sunny, windy afternoon in Richmond, and Adam Boisvert is out in a garden.
Right now, we are in the heart of the Richmond High School garden. This is half of the growing space that we have.
The garden is about half as big as one of the tennis courts that butt up against one side. Along its other sides, it's surrounded by portable classrooms, a blacktop, and the back of the football field bleachers. Inside a chain-link fence, there are colorful vegetable beds full of plants like kale, chard, squash, basil, and strawberries. There are also fruit trees, a composting system, and even a rabbit hutch. Boisvert is a project manager for Urban Tilth, a Richmond-based organization that focuses on urban farming and food policy.
We have seven youth here from our program and also some from YouthWorks taking part on an apprenticeship program learning about organic agriculture, organic soil production, and also learning about food justice and how to take food from our community and nourish ourselves with it.
Urban Tilth Summer Apprenticeship Program is now in its sixth year, with locations all over Richmond. This one at Richmond High has about 12 students.
It's something good to do in the summer instead of just staying home, just doing nothing, wasting time.
As of now, I would just be in my bed, just taking a nap. That's it. Eating. That's it.
This is giving me an opportunity to be active and out.
Those are Urban Tilth apprentices Dante Ricardo, Nakia Witte, and Carlos Hernandez.
My name is Carlos Hernandez. I'm from Richmond, and I'm going to be a senior this year. Yeah, I love nature.
Hernandez attends Vista High School in Richmond. His mentor was helping him figure out what to do this summer and asked him what kind of job he was interested in.
I told him that I don't really like being enclosed, like in a place. I like being out in the open with the sun and the clouds and the air.
So his mentor said, hey, check out this farming apprenticeship program at Urban Tilth. And Hernandez says it's actually been perfect for him.
I learned a lot of, the basics of landscaping. So that'll help me with what I want to do, because I don't want to be inside stuck in an office, be out and about.
He says the program has also helped him with some more intangible skills.
I learned how to communicate with people, how to not be shy, and how to say what I have in mind. Like, before I would be shy, I wouldn't talk at all, but now I'm like more open to making friends and try not to be shy.
Project manager Adam Boisvert says that's not by accident. Those kinds of skills are an integral part of the apprenticeship.
The emphasis in the first 3 days of like orientation for the program are all around mindfulness, around conflict resolution and emotional literacy, and how to talk about how we're feeling, how to communicate our triggers, how to communicate, you know, our state that we come into every day.
A lot of the kids that Urban Tilth serves, in fact, a lot of kids in Richmond, have firsthand experience with poverty or violence.
Some people come from a traumatic situation at home. Some folks come from just, you know, an entire lifetime of traumatic situations. So it's really teaching kids how to be communicative about that.
Boisvert says besides communication skills, the program's focus on gardening also teaches project management, and that can help apprentices get all kinds of jobs.
You're learning how to care for life forms. You're learning how to take care of a project from start to finish, and the proof's in the pudding. You know, if you can't eat at the end of the day, you know why. You messed up somewhere along the way, so it's really good to be able to take something like that and have checkpoints along the way and see your success and taste your success.
Boisvert says some past apprentices are now full-time staffers at Urban Tilth, and others have gone on to jobs in everything from restorative justice to solar companies. Current apprentice Nakia Witte is already thinking ahead.
This will really look good on college applications and other job applications that you put out, so it'll be like already a foot in the door.
And for these kids, a foot in the door may be all they need. In Richmond, I'm Isabel Angel for Cross Currents.
Want to learn more about urban farming in Richmond and across the Bay Area? Visit us at kalw.org and click on Cross Currents.